This is Smart Tech, episode 1619, how to unlock a padlock without a key or a combination. Hello, and welcome to this very secure episode of Smart Tech. I'm your host, Chuck Minear. Today's episode came out of a need that I had. I've got a workshop shed in the backyard, and I've got a lock on it, a padlock, a good padlock. And the problem is that I would, you know, put on my work clothes, and I'd be out there, and then I'd realize I didn't have my keys with me. And don't particularly put my big wad of keys in my pocket when I'm working around the house. And it was pretty discouraging because, you know, I needed to get into my workshop. But the other thing was that I didn't like the idea of a padlock. I didn't have a padlock that had a combination on it. And I wanted a little bit more versatility. And you know what? Really, I wanted something techie because it's, you know, like, who cares if it's not techie? So I looked around and I found a really interesting item, and I want to share it with you today. Master, and there's a couple other companies too, but I'm going to focus on the Master Keyless Outdoor Padlock, uses Bluetooth. Bluetooth to lock, Bluetooth to unlock the padlock. And the other neat thing that you can do with this, let's say that somebody's coming over and they want to borrow one of your tools. I can put a temporary pass on their phone or their Bluetooth, an iPad or whatever, and I can unlock the lock. So what this lets me do, because I always have my phone in my pocket, or at least I should, right? Case of an emergency, I can walk up to my padlock and push the button, and it realizes that my phone is within proximity, and it unlocks a padlock, which is really, really nice. Now, it's not a cheap padlock. I think I spent about $50 on this padlock. So it's a little bit overpriced for, you know, what it is. But for the tech factor, it's pretty cool. This is a Master Lock Bluetooth keyless outdoor padlock. They have an indoor and an outdoor version. I bought the outdoor version because I was going to be using it, you know, outdoors. It's about $10 more for the outdoor version than it is for the indoor version. And the list price on this is like $89. I paid an Amazon price, and I think it was one of their specials, like on, they have Black Friday, but they have it in the summer special sale. So I can't remember what it was, but it was under what it is now by a little bit, not a whole lot of money. So I ended up ordering two of them, and one I put on the gate, and one I put on this shed that I have. And what I really like about it is I can give this, instead of giving a key or a combo to my gardener, I can just allow him with his smartphone to unlock that one padlock and get into my backyard and then lock it back up again. And if I get a different gardener, or if I want to keep him out, I can pretty instantly shut off his access and he can't get in. I can give it to somebody else later if I need to. Or if somebody was wanting to get into the yard, let's say a worker, I can just set it to unlock for one day. And then after that, he won't be able to get in again. So it's a pretty neat little thing. So you download this Master Lock Vault eLocks app to your phone or your Bluetooth device. Works on iOS and Android. And then you can also, in this app, you can monitor the access history, you can receive tamper alerts and low battery notifications. Because, of course, the negative is that you need to have a battery for this unit. But so far, I've had it about 6 months and I've had no problems with low battery at all. So they say that the batteries last about a year. The other nice thing is there's backup access for two ways on this. So you'd say, well, what if I don't have my phone? What if Bluetooth's not available? What if my battery runs dead? You can give it a directional code. There's like a round control ring on the front, And on the control ring, you can put in directional codes where you hit, you know, up three times and down. You can put that in, and you don't need the Bluetooth if you decide to enable that, so you can open it manually. But what happens if the battery in the unit itself dies in the padlock? Well, they do have another backup. On the bottom, there's two metal connections. And what you can do is take a 9-volt battery, put it up to touch those connections on the bottom of the unit, and it will power it up long enough for you to unlock the unit and then change the battery inside. So, you know, you have to have a 9-volt battery, right? But a lot of people have those in a smoke detector or whatever. You can just grab a 9-volt battery out of something else and temporarily use it to unlock your padlock. But remember, you're getting notifications for quite a bit of time before the battery goes dead. So if you pay attention to the notifications, you probably won't have to ever use the 9-volt backup system, but it's there. So you've got two different backup systems to be able to unlock your padlock if something else goes wrong, which I really liked. It's a weather-resistant unit. It's built with your typical master lock quality, so I don't think it would be really easy to break into. It's made of boron, so it is resistant to cutting and sawing. Like most padlocks, you can get through it if you really, really try, but how much time will it take you? And so I was pretty impressed with that. Setting up the guest access is pretty easy. And there's two unlock modes. As long as the unit is in proximity to the Bluetooth master device, you know, your phone, all you have to do is push any button on the front of the unit and it'll unlock. The other way that this works is what they call swipe mode. And you need to swipe within the app. So you have to open the app up, be within proximity, and then you can unlock the lock. If you put it into touch mode, it's constantly looking for this Bluetooth signal, so the battery will drain faster, although it still lasts a long time, but it will drain faster because it's looking all the time. I use the lock, you know, on the weekends every so often. So even though it's more of a pain in the neck to, you know, pull my phone out and open the app, it makes the lock last a lot longer. The batteries in the lock last a lot longer. So I go ahead and use the swipe mode. The ring on the front that I talked about earlier has different colors. So, you know, if the ring turns yellow, the battery is low, less than 20%. If it's blue, it means that it's got connection. And if it's red, it means it doesn't have connection. It does keep track, as I said, of the amount of tampering or false openings that that people try to do. So you can tell if somebody's trying to get into your shed or whatever you use your padlock on. It'll keep track of that for you and give you a notice. It's a really neat tool. It's got some specific uses, and you have to kind of decide if that's for you. But my specific use was it was really cool and it worked with technology. And so that's why I tried it out. And I like it so far. I will say that the Master app is a little quirky. I mean, like a lot of newer things, you know, they haven't really worked out all the bugs in the app itself. So it's cumbersome sometimes to move from one mode to another, but it's something you'll get used to really quickly. It's just that in the next few years, hopefully as they refine the app, it will become more intuitive. Instead, you have to, when you first start learning to use it, you have to kind of try to figure out how things work. But it didn't take me very long to do that. And it's not something that would cause me not to buy the unit if I wanted to use it. I'd say the most, out of all of the things that you can do with this, the most useful is, besides the one of not having a key, the most useful is being able to allow guest access to certain things for certain periods of time. I think that is priceless in a lot of applications. So why don't you give it a try? If you go to our website, www.smarttech.tv, S-M-A-R-T-T-E-C-H.tv, there are show notes. I have links to our Amazon page, which tells you more about this particular item. And if you decide to buy it from Amazon, I would really appreciate it if you'd click on the Amazon link on our website, because that gives us a finder's fee, helps us keep Smart Tech on the air, and it costs you absolutely nothing to do that. Amazon gives us a finder fee. They do not raise the price or tack it on to the price of your item. It just helps us keep Smart Tech on the air. But I do not advertise. I do not talk about things that I don't believe in. And this I've used, like I said, for 6 months. No problems. I really like the unit. So once again, try our website if you want more information about this item or other tech items, www.smarttech.tv. And when you're there, you can do things like our Facebook page. That's where we get most of our comments on, is Facebook. But you can also leave comments on our website and ideas and comments we talk about on our shows. So if you have an idea for something we should cover or do, or a question, just put it in the comment section. You can also subscribe to our Twitter feed. You can look at our several years of back catalog, and there's all kinds of information on technology and things you might want to know on the Smart Tech website. So one more time, it's www.smarttech.tv. All of that info is there. We're really happy that you've listened to us this week. We had good feedback from our last episode on the Tapiq, and we'll be sharing some of that in the future. But until next time, this is your host, Chuck Minear, hoping that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.